This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I've got a Zinnebrakoff Porter. It's a Category 12C Baltic Porter. And this one's listed as the best commercial example. So, smelling it, it's quite estuary. A lot of dried fruit, raisins, prunes. There's some cherry in there. There's also a considerable amount of malt with a lot of character. Malty, sugary, aromatics. I get chocolate, molasses, toffee, burnt sugar, coffee. It's all moderate. There's some alcohol in there too. The esters and the malt and the alcohol all sort of mix together nicely. The alcohol makes it seem a little port-like, some, you know, alcohol complexity, maybe a hint of licorice. Not getting any noticeable hops. Fairly complex. The malts are on the dark side. This version, I guess, has sort of more towards the Imperial Stout kind of aromatics with the deeper roasted malts. It's all very clean, though. It's purity of aromatics. I'm going to give it an 11. It's all very nice. Taking a look at it, it's definitely opaque. It's got a huge dark brown head, tiny bubbles, persisting very well, leaving lace on the glass. It's a blackish brown color. I take a look at it up with a light, and it almost totally swallows the light. I get a little bit of deep garnet highlight in there, but I can't see straight through it. It's looking around the edges. I'll give it a 3. Okay, get to taste it. There's a rich maltiness with a immediate deep character grain flavor, coffee, chocolate, toasty. It's fairly intense. I guess medium strong. Getting medium esters, dried fruit, currants. It's very smooth, clean lager-like character. There's moderate alcohol. You definitely can feel that. There's really deep malt. It doesn't seem burnt. Coffee-like is about as strong as it goes. Get a little bit of hop flavor. Maybe medium bitterness. Although I get the feel that some of that's coming from alcohol and some from malt. It seems malty, not sweet. I mean, it finishes with a lot of weight, but there's drying alcohol and drying malt and balanced bitterness in there, so you're not left with a lot of sugary sweet aftertaste. I'm going to give it an 18. Mouthfeel. Like I said, there's a lot of weight to it, so the body is full. The carbonation is restrained. It's medium. Super smooth. Warming alcohol. The alcohol is noticeable. It's not burning. This is a 7.2% beer. I'll give it a 5. So overall, I'm wondering if it's a little young, not because of the alcohol, but because the dark malt flavors are a little forward and a little sharp. It has an intense malt character, good esters, definitely a lager because it's so smooth. Love the body and mouthfeel. There's a lot of weight to it. It's a good cold weather beer. I'm expecting the roast to mellow out some when it ages, and then it would only get better. So it's a good beer to cellar after you get it. So this is very nice. It's the Sinibrikov Porter from Finland. It's a Category 12C Porter, and the final score is 46.